Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamis Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. We're holding on the top line of Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. So says the Gemara, we mentioned the three cases of a Zar Shishimish B'Shabbos, of a Balmom Shishimish B'Tumah, and a Zar Shachu Malika. Says the Gemara, B'Maika Meflagi, what's the Machlaikis? And this is why we brought it in originally, because the Machlaikis is B'Isser Kailo V'Alibid Rabbi Yaisi. They're arguing about whether or not Rabbi Yaisi agrees by Isser Kailo that Isser is Chalal Isser. Rabbi Chiya Savar, Rabbi Yaisi B'Isser Kailo M'Chayev Tarti. Rabbi Chiya understands that the reason why that Rabbi Yaisi said that when Shimon is Bael Rachel, he's Chayev too, is because he's Maida by Yisra Kailo. And Barkapar Savar Lai Mechayev Alachada, that no, he's only Chayev 1, and that which Rabbi Yaisi said Chayev 2, he just meant that it's Ki'ilu, you're Avar Al 2, but really you're only going to be Chayev 1. Now, how does that play out in these three cases that they're talking about Yisra Kailo? Umay Yisra Kailo Yikahacha, what's Yisra Kailo in these three cases? So it says the Gemara, by the first two, I get it. Bishlam Azar, by the case of the Zar Shashimish Bishabis, may cover Shari bin Malacha. At first, his only Isser to do Avaida was because he was a Zar, but he was allowed to do Malacha. On Friday, he could do Malacha. Va'asr ba'avaida, he was still Asr to do Avaida. And then, Asila Shabbos, Shabbos comes in, Migu to come Mitzar, but Malacha, Mitzar nami ba'avaida. So Migu, that he became Asr to do Malacha on Shabbos, so included in that was also Avaida, so that's how you have Isser Kailo. Balmum may karashari ba'achila. Balmum, who's a Kain, he's originally, he's mutter to eat Hekdesh, va'asr ba'avaida, he's just Asr to perform the Avaida. Then, he tamilei, becomes tame, Migu to Mitzar ba'achila, mitzar nami ba'avaida. And tumah is a general isser. It applies to eating hekdesh. It applies to doing avaida. So memela, since there was chal with regards to eating, so it's also going to be chal with regards to him performing the avaida. So that's how you can have it that Rabbi Chiya would say that you're now your chayiv shayim. And Bar Kapara says that no, in isser chal al isser even by in isser kailo. However, alo lemalika b'vasachas who he the mishkachas la b'isser kailo le mishkachas la. But when it comes to malika, the zar shachal b'malika, so there is no case of isser kailo. It could come out by isser vasachas. You can have it as soon as the malika is done. So now there's an isser for the zar to eat it, both because he's a zar and also because it's nevela. So you have the Surah being Chav Vasachas, but you don't have Isser Kailo. So you can't say that the Machlekas in the three cases has to do with Isser Kailo. She says the Gemara Ella Kamiflagi Besser Vasachas Valibid Rabbi Yaisi. That rather the Machlekas is about Isser Vasachas in a coin to Rabbi Yaisi. Meaning that maybe really the reason why Rabbi Yaisi says he's Chayiv Shtayim, when Shimon is Bael Rachel, he's Chayiv Shtayim, is because the two Isurim were Chal at the same time. They both sent the Shliach to give the Kedushin, to make Makabal the Kedushin, and Mamel the Kedushins are Chal at the same time. That's how you have Ishas Ach and Achis Isha being Chal at the same time. So Rabbi Chiya Sava Rabbi Yaisi Isser Vasachas Mechayiv Tarti. When Rabbi Yaisi says he's Chayiv Shtayim, it's because of Isser Vasachas. So Bar Kapar Sava Lai Mechayiv Eluchada. And no, he's only chayiv one. When he said two, he just meant it's ki'ilu you did two. V'hacha ma iser v'asachas ika. Now, how does iser v'asachas have to do with these three cases? So zar shashimish b'shabes can go into icy shtei sairis b'shabes. On Shabbos, he got his shtei sairis. So the iser of zar and the iser of Shabbos b'chal at the same time. Da'avil zar is the Shabbos b'adi yadadi ba'mum nami. Also, by the case of Balmum, could go into icy shtei sairis v'itamilei. He got the shtei sairis and became tummy at the same time. Davle Balmum utumah b'had yadadi. So there were two isurim rachal at the same time. Inami shachata chetzbayi b'sak and tamei. He cut off his finger with a tummy knife, so he became a Balmum at the same time that he became tummy. So then a zar shalchem malika that we already mentioned before that the two isurim could be chal at the same time. So that's the machlekes. However, says the Gemara, we have another issue that bishlam of the Reb Chiya. So Reb Chiya can make sense out of the two things that were said in Shir. Again, because Rabbi Chiya is saying that he heard in Shir from Rebbe that Rebbe said Chayiv Shtayim. Bar Kapara said you're only Chayiv One. So Rabbi Chiya could understand the whole thing. That Rebbe said two, he also said one. I mean, he doesn't think Bar Kapara is lying, but it will explain the context of each statement. That Kiyasnaya Lididei Alibid Rabbi Yaisi. When he said to him in Shir that Chayiv Shtayim, he meant in Alibid Rabbi Yaisi. And Kiyasnaya Lidbar Kapara Alibid Rabbi Shimon. When Rebbe said in Shir that you're Chayiv One to Bar Kapara, he meant according to Rabbi Shimon. Alibar Kapara, Rabbi Chiya Shakuri Kamishakar. But according to Bar Kapara, Rabbi Chiya is saying that he heard in Shir, Rabbi said Chayiv Shtayim. According to Bar Kapara, there's nobody who says Chayiv Shtayim. So Rabbi Chiya was lying? Rabbi Chiya is saying that he heard in Shir, Rabbi said Chayiv Shtayim. He has nowhere to place that. So Allah says the Gemara, Kamifuki, Bivisar Vasachas, Valibad Rabbi Shimon. They're arguing about Isar Vasachas according to Rabbi Shimon. That maybe Rabbi Shimon, even though we said that when Shimon is Bayo, Rachel, he's only Chayiv one, but maybe by an Isar Vasachas, so then Rabbi Shimon would be Maida that you could be Chayiv two. So says the Gemara two points. Point number one, that Bisham of the Rabbi Chiya Kamishtaba, I understand in such a case that that's why Rabbi Chiya would feel the need to make a shvu about it, that when it comes to Isar Vasachas, so then Rabbi Shimon is Maida your Chayiv two. Because Lafuki, Rabbi Shimon, Michaske. Until now, Reb Shimon said that you're only chayiv one. He's coming to say a chiddush in Reb Shimon, so that's why he would feel the need to make a shvuah. Al bar kaparo, but according to bar kaparo, why would he feel the need to make a shvuah? He's anyway saying what Reb Shimon said in the brisa, that you're only chayiv one. So that's a kasha. Says the Gemara, a bigger issue, that Bishnam al bar kaparo kisnaya Rebbe lididei ali bid Reb Shimon. Bar kaparo can understand both things that Rebbe said in Shir. When he said to him that you're only chayiv one, that was according to Reb Shimon. Kisnaya le Rebbe chia ali bid Rebbe Yosi. And when he said to Reb Chia that you're chayiv shtayim, that was according to Rebbe Yosi. Al Reb Chia, but according to Reb Chia, there's nobody who holds that you're only chayiv one by iser vasachas. So bar kaparo shakuri kemishaker. So bar kaparo, he said in Shir that Rebbe said, you're chayiv only one. So how does Rabbi Chia understand that which Rabbi said in Shir, you're only chayiv one? He's going to say that Bar Kapara is lying. So says the Gemara, no, Amar Lach Rabbi Chia will explain to you that Ki Esnaya Rabbi Ledidei Tarti Liftor Esnaya. When Rabbi said you're only chayiv one, he only spoke about the first two cases, the Zar Shashimish B'Shabbos and the Balmum Shashimish B'Tumah. However, the Isser Kailul Esnaya Valibid Rab Shimon, and he was discussing the fact that it's an Isser Kailul. When it's an Isser Kailul, so then you're only chayiv one. If Isser Vas Achas, you're chayiv two. He was coming to say that when it's an Isser Kailul, so then Reb Shimon holds in Isser Chalul Isser, and you'll only be chayav one. V'chazi le Bar Kapara lezar shalcha malika v'aydi didamila arva bahadayu. Bar Kapara then on his own discussed the case of Azar shalcha malika, and since it's similar to the other two cases, so he mixed them all together, and then he forgot it. He assumed that Rebbe said all three of these cases, even though it's not true, because the case of Azar shalcha malika never applies by a case of Isser Chalul. So by there, Rebbe would not have said in Shir that you're only chayav one. When it's chal b'vasachas, you're going to be chayav two. But then, sometime later, Bar Kapara was thinking about the three cases, and he understood that the only common denominator between the three cases is when Rechal B'Vasachas. And he assumed that, oh, so that means all three of these cases are talking about cases of Vasachas, and all three cases, Rebbe said in Shir, that you're only Chayiv one, even though it was never really true. Really, by an Isser Vasachas, Reb Shimon holds your Chayiv Shtayim. When Rebbe said in Shir, you're only Chayiv one, he's specifically spoke about the first two cases and by an eifin of an Isser Kailo. But that's something that Bar Kapara forgot once he mixed in the third case, and that's how Reb Chia will explain Bar Kapara.